the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
From one man who is certainly right bang in the middle of lots of multitasking with business interests like rugby work and a baby, it's normally women who are associated with multitasking. But is that fair for women and men? On the day after International Women's Day and the eve of Mother's Day, journalist Lise Hand isn't holding back with her own take on the topic.
He had one job, to ensure the conference room was clean and tidy. You, a woman, had a list which included finalising the meeting agenda, organising the lunch, ordering the welcome packs with the correct company logo. Oh, and also picking a birthday cake for your 8-year-old and booking a restaurant for dinner with the in-laws. 10 minutes before kickoff, he gazes at you with puppy dog eyes. "We don't see dust," he explains sadly, as if akin to the genetic configuration of canine eyes, which leaves our dogs colourblind to red and green, the male gaze is lacking the genetic ability to discern grimy surfaces. This ocular disadvantage therefore frees them from being obliged to add a spot of impromptu dusting to their to-do list. This is, of course, balderdash, piffle, codswallop and claptrap.
Yeah, yeah. Total codswallop. Mm. If history has taught us anything, it is that the story of man is one long round of death and torture.
It is also an outrageously brazen element of the still loftier claim that women are better at multitasking than men, being genetically blessed with an invisible third eye, an extra pair of hands, and magical access to a 26-hour day. But what is the science behind such a claim? Are women doomed by biology to perform six tasks to every man's one? In the interests of research, and while en route to a conference, and in between coordinating a meeting and tracing a missing parcel, I typed "women and multitasking" into Google. The first four news headlines confidently declared that women are better at multitasking than men. Women may be better at multitasking than men. Women are no better at multitasking than men. And that women aren't better at multitasking after all. Well, that's as clear as mud. The mud which men never see. The truth, of course, is that women have been multitasking ever since men went off to hunt for food. Leaving women behind to act as community organisers, healers, child rearers, cave cleaners, clothes makers and cooks. Well, that hairy mammoth won't skin, joint and roast itself, will it? History is festooned with women who just got on with doing several things at once because there was no other option. Take, for instance, one of Ireland's most formidable figures, Grace O'Malley. Clan chieftain, pirate, diplomat, wife and mother.
Sailor's clothes, gran, you will to go. A bold captain from top to toe.
As if this magnificent description of a multitasking woman wasn't sufficient, according to folklore, Grace gave birth to a son aboard one of her galleys. But hours afterwards, the ship was attacked by Barbary pirates. Grace put down her newborn, picked up her sword and joined the fight, inspiring her crew to victory. An extreme example, perhaps, but her "sure, look, who else was going to do it?" attitude is as familiar today as it was almost 500 years ago. This, not biology, is one of the main reasons why women multitask. It's the answer to the crunch question. Sure, look, who else is going to do it?
Heaven, I'm in heaven.
We women may make multitasking look effortless, but it really isn't. As the old Hollywood line goes, sure, Fred Astaire was great, but don't forget that Ginger Rogers did everything he did, backwards and in heels. Imagine if a man doing several things at once wasn't regarded as a miracle of science, but as an expected division of labour, leaving women with extra time to think and plan and pursue their goals. You know what? you wouldn't see our heels for dust.
Lise Hand there.